Christmas is over, so is Hanukkah, but between now and New Year's Day, commentator Robin Washington still has two things to celebrate.
Today is the first day of Kwanzaa, and I couldn't be happier. It means, counting today, I still have 7 days to get my holiday cards out. For African American Jews, it's a procrastinator's dream. This year, Hanukkah started way back on December 15th and lasted until 2 days before Christmas. I had intended to send my cards out when Hanukkah started, but as usual, it snuck up on me. As I explain to non-Jews every year, Hanukkah is not a major holiday. In America, everyone's supposed to be celebrating something in December, so Hanukkah has to substitute for Christmas. If you have kids, you might as well get used to Hanukkah Harry putting presents under the Hanukkah bush, or be ready to explain why he didn't. When the kids are grown, you can get around to celebrating when you feel like it, and not worry about trying to find a tender-heart care bear. For black Jews, it's even better. If you miss Hanukkah entirely, you still have 7 days of Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is really cool because when it was invented in 1966 by Malena Karenga, he named each day for a proud attribute of the race. My favorite is Kujichagulia, which means self-determination, for the second day. If I miss giving someone a card or gift, I can always do it then and say, "Why, it's in honor of your Kujichagulia." Or better, wait until the sixth day and say, "I just so admire your kumba," or creativity. To complicate things personally, the fourth day, Ujamaa, or cooperative economics, is my birthday. Cooperative economics is fitting because, like everyone born around the holidays, I was traumatized as a child, thinking I was only going to get one gift. It wasn't true, except 1 year when I asked my father for a Kenner's girder and panel set. "You want a girdle and panty set?" he said. I didn't pursue it. Having one big holiday can help us all get along. Take my friends Alan and Ann, who got married on Christmas Day. She's Jewish and he's not, and it was the only time they could get a justice of the peace and have all family members attend. But the neat thing is they can celebrate December 25th together without getting into a religious argument. Or they can do it a day later, on the first day of Kwanzaa, which, appropriately, is Umoja, or Unity. I still want a girder and panel set. The original edition from 40 years ago is all over eBay, and I can buy it myself. Maybe later in a week. In the meantime, joyous Kwanzaa.
Robin Washington is editorial page editor of the Duluth News Tribune.